The contact in Australia just alerted me to what he describes as very strange weather taking place over the southwest of Australia. The image above is what my contact sent me, which shows a wide band ring covering many hundreds of miles across the southwest of Australia, with a small dot, presumably a cloud, shown just right of center. I checked the site several hours later and played a loop for the radar, which was on the site at that time. Radar confirmed the image above and showed the ring fading, but still visible over a period of a couple of hours. Regrettably, the loop could not be saved so that I could share it here. That loop is not now on the site, but the satellite image taken is very interesting. It shows a very large counterclockwise rotation over West Australia, where the mysterious large ring had appeared. It revealed a small and brief appearance of a condensation trail formed off the coastline and from the center, but had been the huge ring, a series of three small spiraling arms. These arms can be seen moving out of the area and moving northeast. Anything worth noting?
Well, not what they're trying to assimilate, but...
It's not a HARP phenomenon.
No, good gracious. Don't they have to be marvelous creators to pull that off, wouldn't they?
Ian says they can play with the weather, the HARP people.
Well, we are here, and yes, they can, but that's not what that is.
Right, right. So what is it?
Power, energy, from world to world, just like Carolyn sometimes gets full. You have the electromagnetic influxes from world to world.
So it's a materialization of what Nina and Fringe is concerned about?
Not exactly, but that's so close, it works.
It's an exchange going on between... Mm-hmm. It's the Norwegians mm-hmm. who went into the parallel world and had a spiral effect. This isn't nature responding to a communication between...
No, this is nature responding to a buildup of electromagnetic pulsing.
Between two creators in both worlds?
No, between two worlds that were already created by creators.
And it's not the colliding, but, I mean, Nina's worried about a particular kind of communication that's going to happen, the colliding.
Dana's worried about the words that came from Mr. Bell of the great storm coming.
But it's a particular angle on potential communication between the two worlds. This is a visible figure, a manifestation of a communication between two worlds. It's not having the Mr. Bell climactic situation, but...
Well, that's not even unfolded completely yet. You can't really speak to that yet. We could, but then you'd be mad because we gave away the plot line.
Right. But Ion...
Hitler.
Yeah, Ion talked about the increasing mystery landscape, portal realities being shown to us. This is the latest stuff. I don't know if we ever picked it up before on satellite.
Yes, but it could never be put out.
It got put out this time.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it get put out? Because they decided we were ready for it?
Nope. Human creators want to know everything. They don't want to understand or deal with anything, but they want to know everything.
Want to know about everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, but they don't want to be responsible for what they find out, but they do want to know.
It sounds like me. You say I emphasize knowing as opposed to being.
Mm-hmm.
Is that within the disservices of that, or that's...
Not a disservice, it's just a contrast builder.
In my way, I do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this has been seen before, and it got released by someone in the organization so that it went out, or our own desire sucked it out of their secret files?
Maybe. You got a 50-50 shot either way. Maybe a little both, Bob.
We sucked it out, and somebody responded and put it out. So...
Mm-hmm.
But it is a phenomenon that does not fit into what our geophysical knowledge is. Just like at CERN, they can't fit the new phenomena into their knowledge framework. This is something that we don't fit into, but once we acknowledge parallel worlds, we're seeing evidence of an
interaction. It's very logical, and you wanted to remember, so I guess it has to be on CNN before you're buying it, so...
Is that apply to me?
No. But see, you wrap into whatever meme of the moment is, and...
Yeah.
You know, so it comes and goes. And that's not a negative connotation, it just is.
You got CERN proving there's no time. This is showing there's parallel world communication going on. Two world communication going on.
But for the average bear, that there are two worlds.
Yeah, they don't see even that. Just like for the CERN guys. What, there's no time? That's a problem.
Hey, how are we going to get paid if there's no time? We get paid by the hour.
Okay, so inter-world communication, it's evidence of it. And I think we'll be seeing more of this, is what Ion says. We're going to see more and more of this.
We don't think we know.
This image is not showing a problem, a negative situation.
It's just yet.
Yeah, it's showing an interaction.
Yes, but anything you don't understand instantaneously becomes an apocalyptic abomination, and you won't have it any other way. I mean, we can send you the best of all that is, and then you say it's something coming to kill you in your bed. Humans in general, not you specifically.
Right. And the people who took the picture have seen this for a while. Are they puzzled and negative about it, concerned?
They just don't understand it, that's all.
But they don't see any negative connotations in it yet.
Hey, they're seeing Northern Lights in Los Angeles, and they won't admit that either. But you can't do that. Well, it is. They take pictures of it, they make YouTubes of it, and then they can't say it's that because that can't be.
Because you're only supposed to see the Aurora Borealis up north, I guess.
Right.
So how come they can see it? That means the curvature of the Earth is not...
No. The electromagnetic, which is what the Northern Lights are, is a shifting of that electromagnetic refraction or friction that show up that way.
Now, can we relate the inner and outer and middle kingdoms to this phenomenon over Australia?
No, you cannot. Let me tell you
why. That gets into the parallel world stuff.
That's right. So, see, there you go. And if you try, you shake yourself loose from the single tree.
Single tree. You mean if we try to get into the parallel world topic, we'll shake ourselves?
Yeah. You know, like the horses pull the wagon or the buggy? Well, the horses are hooked to the buggy by a single tree. And if you add parallel worlds to what you're asking about, you shake the horses away from the buggy.
Okay, you listening to this, Carol? This image of Australia, it's pointing to parallel worlds, communication, energy level.
In the other world, they're having the exact same opposite effect.
Directionally?
Directionally and invertedly.
But seeing the same circle?
No, it would be the opposite. It would be like an inside-out version. Or if you took a mirror image of the picture that they show you, that's what they're seeing from the other side.
Are they puzzled by it?
Yes, same as you. Let's just say this. Parallel worlds are not far away. You give this experience like it's just like a million light years from here to here. We never said they were a long way away.
It's just a shift of frequency. It's not distance.
Well, as long as you don't use time to gauge the distance by how long it takes you to get there, then okay. But if you have to apply a light year application, then you're screwed anyway. But see, no further from the stratosphere to the ionosphere, you could have another parallel world from right there.
The distance between the stratosphere and the ionosphere?
Yeah, 40 to 90,000 feet. You can have another world. But see, when you say that, from a dimensional standpoint, they say, no, it can't be. But we're saying, yes, it is. You just haven't figured it out yet.
The actual place you go to is somewhere near the ionosphere.
Well, now, and we're not saying only there, but it can be as close as there. That's the great storm that William Bell's talking about.
It's the great storm. It's not the fact that there's only a short distance from us that is a great storm.
The fact that they can collide. The disturbance of the frequency level from the middle, outer, and inner kingdom crossing into a parallel world will cause those to merge. And you can only have one middle, outer, and inner kingdom, regardless of how many worlds are there.
I'm interpreting that he's concerned about that fate, but you're saying the fact that it's that close encourages that fate.
Exactly, because, see, it doesn't matter if you have 100 worlds, you still have only one now.
Huh?
Well, how many nows can you have? No, just one.
We, the other day, did the three kingdoms. And then Ian said, well, we're going to bring in the parallel worlds in a later session. You're not ready for that. Well, this image, you know, shows right up to sort of lead into it.
And made you ask. Because you wouldn't know or care either way. You don't even have a dog in the fight. You just found it interesting, the anomaly of, well, now we know what they think they know. Now what's real?
And so looking at that spiral image in Western Australia, it's not a portal.
That one is not a portal or the afterglow of a portal. It's just
the expression of an exchange of energy.
Would you call it a microchasm?
Microcosm?
We were saying chasm is in a distance between two sides of a big hole.
Yeah, because we, you know, you can go millions of miles out there. If it's just in our ionosphere, that's pretty close.
You don't have any concept of that. So to say that puts it at a pinnacle point of space. We're saying it can be as close as that, as close as. It doesn't have to be, but it can be as close as that.
So
where's heaven? Heaven, Jesus is coming from heaven. Where's heaven? You don't know that either. That's a parallel world.
Is it in the non-physical?
Yes.
It's one of the levels of heaven?
No, we're talking about all of heaven. All the levels of heaven fit into heaven.
Is that what we're calling parallel world, these levels of heaven?
We never have ever one time ever before, but we just did then.
Okay, good.
And then there's a song, Heaven's Just a Sin Away.
Is this parallel world communication getting more visible or more intense due to the thinning of the veil?
Yes, and it's on you like a bad haircut.
Oh.
You humans, it's on you like a bad haircut. Daily, as you start writhing in this knowingness that you don't have a clue about, it's going to become more and more clearly, presently evident that there's something else going on. And we're here, right now, to tell you, fasten your seatbelts, because it's a-coming.
Okay, so the thinning of the veil, we've talked about how it affects the magma.
That's the inner kingdom.
Well, the magma and the mantle and the crust, doesn't it affect at all? Or is it me?
Well, that's not what you asked, so we answered what you asked.
Right, so the thinning of the veil is affecting the earth reality.
Be easy, because you're categorically saying that one instance affects all three kingdoms, and we're saying not necessarily. But the first question that you asked was that the thinning of the veil is affecting the magma.
That's the inner kingdom.
And we say yes, but it may not necessarily have any interaction with the outer kingdom. However, it can, but not necessarily, not an ifso facto anomaly. Good.
This parallel world image we have is showing the thinning of the veil's effect on the outer kingdom.
If they can, yes, they can. Do they every time without fail or exception? Not a chance. Because there's much going on in your outer kingdom that you don't have a clue. On the crust of your planet, you can't even find the stuff that's there already, that you're just now getting around to noticing to find, that you didn't know was there, that was there before, and was there before you found the other stuff that is. And you see, that's just a constant dog chasing his tail. But then you use what you find in the outer kingdom to then change the relationship between you and you in the middle kingdom. You look at things differently once the outer kingdom starts dragging shit home that you got to deal with. Global warming, global warming, global cooling, global cooling.
But this image, this image we're seeing, that's an image of our middle kingdom now.
For you, in those that see that, yes. But if some do not see that, then the answer would be no, because they don't have it in their knowing place to include it in their middle kingdom. They could have a feeling place in their inner kingdom regarding it, the plants and the beast. Why do dogs howl at the moon? Because their non-physical resonate with that place. So many feel it, and they do, and they don't know why. Well, the same thing can be true with these anomalies that you're discussing, and this is just one of hundreds coming that would cause a feeling place that you would even engage, because you get lots of emails that you don't look at and don't be bothered with and don't give attention to. You know what I mean? Some of the frou-frou hooey stuff, I mean, the energy you take to figure all that out, it's like give attention to it. Suddenly you're like, what the hell is this? Click, 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 yeah. Click, click, we're good. Like the engaging of individuals. You know, some people just become chat hounds and they yeah. want a reading and then they ask 900 questions on email and want an answer. And then they go, thanks, I'm going to have a reading very soon, but I really can't think of a question. Well, you've already asked 900, so you shouldn't have a question. That's all right, but that's just trying to ease into this place so they don't have caveat emptor as a problem with their ionic reading. Caveat emptor or buyer beware.
They're worried about that. Oh, yeah. So the Norwegians that went into a parallel world and then the spiral showed up in the sky.
They're not back yet.
Yeah, that showed up because of the thinning of the veil. In other words, it might not have shown up 50 years or 1,000 years ago because the veil wasn't thin.
When was that?
No, we hadn't thought of that. We're going to see phenomena, strange phenomena like that. Like, they have portaled into the other world several times before, and that image did not show up. But it showed up this time because of the thinning of the veil and the changing of, quote, matter.
Now, we would say your baseline of your statement is absolutely true, but people have been parallel worlding forever, and there's been other anomalies that would show up.
But there were no cameras to photograph it.
And no askers to wonder about it. Then they would just build, if that happened in their ancient past, if that's what you want to call it, they'd build a god to it.
To the phenomena.
Yeah, they'll make a statue to capture it. This is how this lined up, and this is what this is about, and blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah. And this is a holy place. This is sacred ground. This is something special, special resonance within the planet. Well, the human creators can subdue that any way they want to. Okay? And you know that, but to say that now all of a sudden all these anomalies are just now, first time ever, no.
Right.
It is the very first time ever you're noticing it.
And the media chip landscape helps that to be seen, and the chip technology, and ion shows up to be noticed too.
Well, yes.
Ion may be the major strange phenomena to show up. Juxtaposed with all this other stuff that's going to happen, because it's like all this strange phenomena is coming, and ION is at the center of the strange phenomena reporting on it.
We're trying to file off the rough edges regarding it so it doesn't catch you human creators that you're creating unaware.
But all this phenomena is going to happen, and it is happening, and what people eventually will say, wait a minute, we got this phenomena that's on the radio every week that can explain all this. What is that? You know what I mean? There'll be that kind of pondering. In other words, it's like Alexander Pope complaining about the books, and then he's a book himself. Ion is describing the strange mystery landscape phenomena that's becoming known, and it is the strangest mystery landscape that's available.
And have no problem with that, because it's vaguely specific enough to apply to every situation, and any time it